Genesis 11:8-9. By faith Abraham went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob. God bless you, dear brethren. The Spirit is leading that it's now time that the true and active Christians start getting out of the cities. Brother Joseph, many brethren are asking, should they get out of the West, especially the U.S.?
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes, they should definitely get out. It's time now. Soon it's going to be...
Why do you think they should get out? Because something will happen soon?
Look, soon it's going to be, I wouldn't say too late, but it's going to be much, much more difficult. So they should just get out because the black clouds are approaching and everything is becoming worse and worse.
What do you mean by black clouds?
Well, you know, the authority are changing, the police is changing, those who are in power are changing. You see how the devil has infiltrated the politics and the movies, the media, the banks. So it's the banks and the media and the politics are now really working together. They never argue among each other. It's one world government. It's like a shadow government. They have these international meetings and they do business almost with all the countries of the world all together. There are some division, America, Russia. They just have two different approach how to reach the new world order. But eventually, they will,
So that's the purpose, the new world order?
Eventually, they'll try to make it. They will never make it, really. They will never accomplish that because they just end up making war after war. What?
Is that the purpose, the formation of the new world order?
Yeah, that's what... That's their driving. That's what keeps them a little bit from making war against each other. They just have different styles. But eventually, according to the prophecy, they make war with each other. There will be a war. On one side, there will be Russia and Europe, and the other side, there will be and China, etc., and the Muslim. The other side, there will be America, Australia, England. East and West. It's the Roman Empire divided again, East and West. The two legs of Daniel chapter 2 representing the Roman Empire, which was represented by the two legs of the statue in Daniel chapter 2. You understand?
Yes.
Anyway, what's going to happen now, see, they have this illusion that they're going to have peace, they're going to get together and have peace with China, Russia, and then America, they get together and they'll have one world, new world order. It's not going to happen.
So okay. The brethren are supposed to get out of the West and U.S. or just get out of the cities, even where they live in the same country?
They should get out of the city in any case.
Uh-huh.
Preferably, they should get out of the country. If they are in the U.S. or Europe, they should try to get out all together.
Okay.
Okay, because now America and Europe is the same situation when in the 1930s when Hitler was taking over and a lot of Jews were sleeping and just trusting that God was going to provide them, protect them in the synagogues, God Almighty, God can do everything. But things are not like that, because even though God can do everything, of course, but God protects you by you entering into His will.
Mm-hmm.
God is not going to protect your religious organization, your religious buildings. God is going to protect you if you do Joseph, Mary, Jesus, who took a donkey, went to Egypt.
Now, where are they supposed to go, these brethren?
Well, this I cannot say. The Holy Spirit will have to tell each just... What I can say, each one should get on their knees, all right?
And, as you can hear, we have some chickens around. For sure, we're in a place with farms and animals out of the cities.
Yeah, you will hear a dog barking, the goat bleating. And you hear the chicken now. They're crying because they made some eggs. See, we started our own little mini farm here. We are bringing animals in because we expected the system to collapse anytime. So we're going to eat eggs and have milk, cheese. We survive one way or the other.
Amen.
So we already started implementing. We moved in this part of the world, South America, where here things are much, much more easy because the New World Order is not so much in control here. So then we got a little house with a garden, and we got trying to put together as many animals as we can. We are at the beginning of our survival. We're already living now. The Lord told us to live now like it's going to be in the Great Tribulation. Of course, there is no tribulation yet, okay? But the Virgin with oil should get started now.
If I understood right, then the counsel is for the brethren to do get out of the country and US and Europe mainly of this continent and find the refuge country, mm-hmm. a better, safer place. But if for any reason they cannot leave, or if the Lord shows them to stay in the US and in Europe, then at least get out of the cities.
Definitely, definitely. You see, even I was checking a documentary based on some news from CNN and others, and it was showing how Obama in America is going to raise the taxes for people who live in the farms, and is going to lower the taxes for people who live in the city. So he's trying to push everybody into the cities.
Amazing.
Already now there are, I forgot if it's 80% of the Americans living in the cities. In the 1900s, they were like about 10% of the people living in the city.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the best way?
And then eventually they started escalating, and now they're by 80%. They're not satisfied. They want like just about almost everybody in the cities. Why? Because the devil has his plan. You know, the first atomic war is going to wipe out all the population with a few atomic bombs. They're trying to do the same in Europe, in Russia, in China. They want to wipe out the whole world. You understand? They want to just have a few demon-possessed elite with a few slaves serving them. And they want to kill about 90-95% of the population. The easiest way to do that is to stack them in a city. So when there is a nuclear war, they're all vaporized like nothing. And the Bible prophesies, if you see Revelation 8 and 9, there's going to be atomic wars. It's going to happen. By the time Jesus comes back, the rapture, and then Armageddon, of course, there's going to be, I don't know if there's going to be 10-15% of the population left. Just in one war is going to happen in Revelation 9:18, there will be 2.5 billion people dying. That's 2,500 million people die in just one war, Revelation 9:18. In this time, just one war. So if a third of the world is going to die in one war, how much is going to be left by the time Jesus comes back? I expect very, very little. Very few people will enter the millennium. There's going to be a real genocide, like Jesus said in Matthew 24, 21, and 22. It was going to be terrible.
So by all means, get out of the cities. Now, how can that be done?
Look, it's not difficult. I've done it many times. What I would do if I couldn't get out, say, of Europe or America, I would just get an old caravan and a jeep, and with some brethren like-minded, look around, otherwise, by yourself, with your family, and get an old caravan as big as you can, 5-6 meters, something like that, not too big, and just not with the idea of traveling, because caravan is terrible for traveling, but like a house with wheels. Mm-hmm. Then bring it to a place where you can fish, you can hunt, you can grow veg, you can have chicken. Okay, find a place. You can rent a piece of land. Don't buy because you have to move, you're stuck. Mm-hmm. Rent so you can just get out and go. And sever every ties with the system, just with the world, or in debts, this and that. Just disappear. Goodbye. Don't have any debts to anybody.
Amen.
So that's it. You get a caravan, a jeep, some kind of a car. You can go to a remote area where we can do fishing, you can do hunting, you can have a chicken, you can have this and that. And prepare for the worst. Prepare to be self-sufficient, okay? God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you.